Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joining us as he started last week every Friday. Man, he could be a football insider as well, too.
Oh, yeah?
Elite football mind.
Long time sports personality here in the city. A longtime columnist of the Seattle PI. Of course, a radio veteran there as well. The go-to guy, Jim Moore, every Friday with us here. On the old radio station, and he joins us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Jimmy, how you doing? Where's Oosthuizen?
Let's see. I think he was +4 after the first round. The last I checked, he was +3. He was 1 under on the day. But you're probably going to tell me, no. He just double bogeyed 4 or something like that.
No.
Where he is.
He's playing with my guy. He's playing with DeChambeau, and they're both at 3 over. And they're minus. They're 1 under for the day. So there you go. How about that?
Well, whoops, did I lose you?
Yeah, there we go. We got you. We got you. We're kind of cutting it out there. Jesus, Jimmy.
Okay.
Now this relationship will last about 2 weeks if you have a cell phone like that. I'll tell you that.
There's a chance of that. I actually came to a better reception area, but. No, I mean, DeChambeau, yesterday he was hitting the places they'd never seen before. I saw him over in the pine straw and off of 5, and I don't know how he's playing today, but I'm torn on him. Slick, how do you feel about him? Because I think he's good for the game, but, you know, I heard Mark Rolfing or one of those guys talking this morning that they don't think that trying to overpower Augusta National is going to get it done this week for him or anybody. So maybe he needs to change his strategy up a little bit.
I love to hate Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, I'm watching yesterday, and he's hitting the ball all over the place. Still waiting for him to turn this course into a par 67, like he says. I haven't seen it play quite that way for him yet. But you know what? I do think he's good for the game of golf. I love watching him fail. But for people who like him, obviously he gives you something to watch every single time he steps on a golf course. So I think it's great.
I think he's I think he's immensely talented. I just think that he doesn't have to hit driver. That's the thing. I mean, I wish he would understand that he could
literally. But that's his whole deal.
He could hit a driving iron. He could hit a hybrid and hit it as far as these guys hit a driver.
I think it's. I've heard you mention driving iron a couple times now, Puck, and I don't think anybody carries a driving iron.
Oh, there's
anymore.
Someone.
There's probably people out there right now going, "What the heck is a driving iron? What is he talking about?"
I bet you.
Well, it's like you go back to the days. I used to carry a 1 iron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember those days?
Sure. I carry a 3 iron still, and no one carries a 3 iron anymore.
It was one of those clubs that I hit really well for a long time, and then once you hit it poorly, you never hit it well again. That's what I figured out having a 1 iron.
Yeah, pretty much. Jim Moore joining us, the go-to guy every Friday at 11 o'clock, brought to you by Fairway Mortgage of Auburn. They serve every type of loan, but Fairway Mortgage of Auburn specializes in reverse mortgages. Requirements and benefits for reverse mortgages, 62 and older. Eliminate monthly mortgage payment. No limits on what you can do with the funds. And you remain the owner of your home. The money is received tax-free. Tom is the branch manager and a reverse mortgage planner for Fairway Mortgage. Knowledgeable in the financial industry with loan options. Check out the website, retiretheFairway.com. RetiretheFairway.com. Also, the phone number is 833-397-3837 or just 833-EASY-REVERSE. All right, there we go. They bring you Jim Moore every Friday here at 11 o'clock. We were just talking, Jim, just about the unlucky nature of James Paxton. I mean, the reports here yesterday he's going to have a Tommy John surgery, and so he's going to knock him out of this year, and who knows what his baseball future holds. How do you summarize James Paxton and his tenure here with the Mariners?
Oh, man, I can't ever criticize Paxton. I just think he's such a great guy, and I know he's got the injury history here in Seattle and then there in New York, and why would you bring him back? You're a rebuilding team. He's probably only going to be here a year anyway, and then he'll be gone next year, and you're in the middle of the rebuild. But I was happy when they brought him back. I thought, okay, I was surprised when he went to New York, just in the respect of, you know, a kid from Ladner, B.C., how's he going to do in the big city? And I heard him being interviewed once. It sounded like it went fairly well for him there, that he adjusted really well. But it's a tough deal. I can't really sit there and go, oh, Paxton, he's injury prone. Why'd they bring him back? They should have never brought him back. I love the guy, and I wish the best for him. And I was really sorry to hear that news. It sounded like he was tearing it up at spring training, and I thought he was going to be the best guy in the rotation, you know, over Marco and everybody else. And now you're trying to figure out what you're going to do to replace him.
Yeah, it was never going to be part of, like, the big picture. But, I mean, if he played well, you could maybe trade him, or it's just a cheap guy that's pitching really well then that you could hang on to and put at the back end of rotation, something like that. They weren't really counting on him like that. They didn't give up, you know, big resources. They just threw a little bit of money at it. So you would have liked to see it pan out, but no, just the story time and time again with James Paxton and these injuries, it's really, you know, too bad to see because – you remember the big three with Paxton, Walker, and Danny Holtz and everything. Tywan Walker is the one that said probably had the most successful career, at least the most longevity. But, you know, those moments, those James Paxton moments, the 12 strikeout game and the no-hitter that he threw, he just wanted to be able to capitalize on those and string them kind of all together, you know, for more than a month and a half, 2 months at a time. It just never came to fruition like that.
It's funny. Jim, it's funny that you brought that up, Slick. I just had typed that in. I was going to ask if you guys could remember. I know you would remember the other ones. But just thinking back, I'm just reading an article that was written about the big three from Larry Stone back in 2017.
Oh, man.
About these guys. And I mean – you know, and there was so much promise with these guys. This was going to be the three guys that were going to take the Mariners into the next decade and that they would build around of these three starting pitchers. And not one of them really had done anything significant with this organization. God, it's just amazing.
No, it was always Tywan Walker who was number one out of those three. But, yeah, you just look at it, he's been okay, but not what you expected. And so, You don't know with these prospects. I mean, even Kelnick, I mean, he looks like he's a can't-miss guy, but
true.
You don't really know until they get in the major leagues. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know how you guys feel about the Mariners. I've already changed my mind on them. I'm going, I thought that they were going to be pretty good, and they still might be. I'm usually wrong about stuff, and I always put my money where my big mouth is. And so I put $20 on them at 25-1 to win the AL West. And right now I'm looking at it going, man, that was another stupid bet you just made, Jim. Because, I mean, I look at this team right now and I know that we're supposed to be focused on 2022 when the young guys come up and everything comes together. But in the meantime, I don't know why I thought this team was going to be good. maybe when Lewis gets back, it's going to help that lineup. But, boy, talk about some holes in that lineup.
Because spring training puts rosy-colored glasses on everybody. It makes you feel good about everything. The rotation is just not what it was supposed to be. Aside from the Paxton injury, Marco Gonzalez has been awful his first two outings. Justin Dunn, he hasn't fixed a thing from what it looks like. I mean, your big arm is Chris Flexen. I mean, that's what you got. So, and, yeah, the lineup, you would hope that J.P. Crawford, he would show you something. You'd hope maybe Taylor Trammell, he would have caught fire to start his career. Just hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. And one of my kids last night was showing me something. I think a guy from the MLB Network was talking about all these things that are wrong with J.P. Crawford, where he's holding the bat, his stance, and how his back foot's 12 inches away from the plate, or all these reasons why he's not hitting. And I know that's a big concern with him. And I was thinking, well, if that's the case, and this is the guy's opinion, you know, but I mean, if that's the case, why haven't the Mariners, you know, worked with him to try and change things? Now, here's the thing. Now, tomorrow in Minnesota, after saying this stuff about J.P. Crawford not being a very good hitter, he'll probably go 3-for-3 with a grand slam, you know. So we'll see how that works out. But I'm concerned about him. Evan White at the plate. I mean, some of these guys, you're just going, well, okay, I hope they pan out. You don't really expect it to at this point, though.
Yeah, I mean, you look at just some of these guys. I mean, Taylor Trammell in 19 at-bats is 13 strikeouts.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean that's just awful. You know, Evan White's got 7 and 23. I mean, I know it's early in the season. You don't overreact to the numbers. But, yeah, I think it's hard at times to get super excited about him because – I always get confused. Is it next year where they're supposed to be winning?
I think so.
Okay, well, I mean, honestly, is it next year? Is that I can't remember. Is that the timeline?
Well, I think so. But both Service and DePoto said that, you know, I think we're going to be better than what people expect this year.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like at least early on.
We are a week in.
Okay, but I don't really see much evidence that this is going to be a team by next year that it's going to be tearing up a division.
Well, you remember when they first talked about their reimagining plan, right? It was going to be the second half of this of this year.
I can't
right?
I can't keep track of these guys, what they're doing.
Actually, the second half of last year and then the beginning of this year, but everything got pushed back because of the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean.
I'd like to see Jerry
Kelnick. Well, I would like to see Kelnick too, and I do what Jim, you said it perfectly. There's a chance he's not good. I mean, I think everyone acknowledges that.
Sure.
I still would like to see him up here.
Yeah.
But you're right, 100%. There's a chance that he comes up here and he flames out.
You know what drives me nuts? I know, you know, it's been a big issue, controversial about service time and wanting to control guys. And I understand it from the financial part of it, wanting to keep a player here as long as possible. And the other part of it, I've always gotten a kick out of. And baseball people are smarter than me. I get it. Yeah. But, you know, did they ruin Dustin Ackley by bringing him up too early? Most people would say, yes, they did. And the same about Zunino. They brought him up too early. Look what happened to Zunino. Well, I sit there sometimes and I go, Ackley and Zunino might have been crummy if they'd had 500 at-bats at the minor league level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also I kind of look at these guys and I'm going, are you that mentally fragile that you can't rally from big league pitchers getting you out initially? And if you're that fragile, I don't want you on my team. I mean, Kelnick doesn't look like he's going to be mentally fragile. If he comes up, I look at Trammell right now and I'm thinking, oh, man, maybe that kid's not going to be as good as what they thought. Those spring training numbers, you know, people were talking about. It's one thing to do it in spring training against guys who are working on pitches. And another thing, when guys are actually trying to get you out at the big league level. But I don't think Kelnick, if he's going through a stretch like Trammell right now, I think he'd be going, yeah, it's not going too well right now for me, but I know I'm going to come out of it. I'm thinking with Trammell, he's probably going, man, I hope I come out of it. Kelnick, I think, is a different guy, though, mind-wise.
Yeah, I don't want to overreact to Taylor Trammell, because I think he seems like a great kid. And you want to pull for him. I don't know why he's a kid. He's an adult. He's like 24. But there is
he's a prospect.
There's probably a reason why he's been traded this many times. I mean, how many times has he been traded?
Yeah.
Is it third team?
Twice. He's been traded twice.
Well, so this is his third team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously something that is there. And his strikeout rate is just incredible. I don't know. We're all pulling for him, but it has not been, a great first start. I mean, you're right. The offense has kind of been missing. Pitching staff looks to be in shambles now with the news with James Paxton. And Gonzalez just has not looked good in his first few starts. We'll see what they can do today there on the old field in Minnesota. All right, Jimmy, enjoy your weekend, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Go watch some golf.
Okay, man. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.